Okay, quiet in the studio. Let's move it. Well, there we go. This is the new year. It is 2024. And this is...
Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to Trev. Happy New Year to Stats. Well, Happy New Year to everybody else, including our listener. We got to say hello to him. Happy New Year to him.
Hello, listener. Happy New Year.
Indeed, indeed. Well, we are Cheshire Matters.
He forgot who we were then, did you?
Bloody forget who we
were. I just took a pause.
On exactly the same as last year.
You're listening to me shouting at the radio. It's Cheshire Matters.
All right, okay. Well, look, we don't have to go through all the introductions. We know Steve's here. Mute. There we go. Stats.
Fine, stats here. I'm having no more of this year, any of this. I'm going to be off. I'm not coming back to you. Sort yourself out.
Keep doing it.
Stats is here. That's the third time already. And we have the gazelle.
One more. I'm going to switch off. I'm not going to come back.
Mute.
Is that a promise?
Mute.
Yes. Behave yourself. Get yourself sorted. Happy New Year to all our listeners. I'm going to do probably hope everybody's well. A lovely Christmas and New Year. Hope you're all going to be doing it great this year in a challenging country. And forget all these resolutions. Just commit to making yourself more healthy and looking after yourselves. Have a great New Year.
You finished.
Oh, I've just woken up. Has he finished?
Well, thank you. Music again.
Gone quiet, unless you muted him again.
Well, Please. Let's go straight on to the roundup. What about this one? Okay, 2024. I mean, these are the things that we're coming across during the Christmas holiday period.
Currently, the only thing I came across was nice whiskey, nice food, pleasant company, and a great time. You're sat reading. I hope you didn't do all this when the kids were having the Christmas dinner. I'll tell you now.
Just shut up. Somebody tell them to shut up. Please
shut up.
Shut up. Curry Star, who earned $120,000 a year, now sleeping on friend's floor. Now, they call him a Coronation Street star, but I never heard of him. A fella called Sean Ward.
Yeah, I've never heard of him. I watch Curry every week.
You know, and he was earning £120,000 a year.
That's some wonga. Didn't he put any money in his savings account?
I don't know. Literally, it all went to pot. And, you know, he's been sleeping around, you know, and his friends.
Well, I'm going to be sharing the same settee as Rusty Nail at one stage.
No, can't be. But he's been sleeping on a mate's mattress. So he said he's still trying to build a life to feel proud of. But isn't it so terrible? I mean, the fall from grace as soon as you're off the program and you're kicked off for whatever reason, you know, you're suddenly out of the public eye.
How many people earn £120,000 a year?
Yeah, not many of us, I'll tell you. Not many of us.
Well, on the flip side of that, now listen to this. A British Goldman Sachs banker, 47 years old, retires early after pocketing a staggering $80 million in 3 years.
Yeah, it must be worth
obscene.
It.
Obscene.
It's the flip side of it, if you see the reason why I brought it on and introduced the story. Because in 3 years, this guy earns $80 million? In comparison to a total of over 3 years, which is $360,000 taxed as well.
Yeah, but you're still talking either figure. You're talking 80 million. That's pie in the sky to most of the population, to say the least. But even if you're earning £120,000 a year, that is way, way, way more than most people on ordinary, you know, minimum wages, so like £20,000 a year or whatever it is.
I agree.
That kind of figure. And all it takes is the cost of living to go up on a few things that people start not being able to pay the rent, and they end up on the street. But that doesn't make headline news, and that happens to millions of people every year.
You know, when you start earning money like that, the 120,000, you think they're invincible, don't they? They think, I'm going to get this forever.
Go ahead, and Mark.
On that level.
That's why. I agree with that. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, the major point, while there's a cost of living crisis, Goldman Sachs seem to be doing quite well, don't they, for themselves?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, someone always benefits, don't they? Oh. It's never us, is it?
Incredible. Incredibly so. All right. What about
that's
this
just,
one?
That's just one guy in it, though.
One chap. One fella.
Yeah, but 80 add million, it all up. Yeah.
Retiring in 3 years after that, 80 million he's made. How much do you think Goldman Sachs has made? If he's made 80 million, he
billions
must have.
Upon billions.
Yeah, they must have made billions on that. So there you go. Right. Okay. Biggie. Countdown to general election begins. How long does anybody think it's going to be? Is it going to be 1 year? Is it going to be 9 months? Is it going to be 6 months? What's it going to be? Go on, Gazelle. Tell us the truth.
9 months. September, October.
You reckon September, October?
Yeah, they're feeding you all the bull at the minute. They brought the spring budget. They brought that early to March to get everybody all built up, all getting excited, ready for a May election. And I don't think that's the case. And they're feeding you all this other bull. What they're telling you, they brought down the boats, they brought down inflation. Can somebody tell me what possible policy that government had? And not one of the commentators will ask them. If I was in that program, on any of those news programs, I'm going to say, give me a policy where you've brought down the inflation. Give it to me.
Yeah.
They can't. The government has done nothing about inflation.
Well, just a factual point for everybody before we bring in, obviously let you finish that. Trevor. You know, you're looking so young. That's what it is. That's why I said stats then. You know.
I know, it's just light. It's the best thing ever bought, this light, yeah. I've changed the bulb in it, mate. Look, it took about 15 years off me.
The latest possible date by law for the proceedings in Westminster to finish is the 17th of December, 2024.
I thought it was... go on, say that bit again.
That's the latest possible date by law for proceedings in Westminster to finish, i.e.
All right, yeah, because...
Call a general election.
I got the date.
January, haven't they, 24?
Yeah, I've got it as January 2025. And they're not going to be that far. I can't see that ever.
If a general election has not already been called by that date, Parliament will be dissolved automatically and an election must take place within 25 days.
That's where the 5th of January comes in then.
Okay, go ahead, Stevie. You want to say something? You got your pen out. I saw you there waving that pen like a Viking sword. Is that about
the
size of it?
You know when you have that aspirational hope on New Year's Day that things will greatly improve and will be much more inspirational and all those little pains in the neck will disappear?
I am an inspiration.
Some things just continue.
I am the inspiration.
Will you stop talking for 1 minute? Wind your neck in.
No.
We're not having any more of this. We're going to do things properly from now on. So just, you took forever to get us on here tonight.
I know it because I know.
We don't need to know.
It annoys you.
Right. I was going to say.
I know a person that'll get on your nerves. I know a person that'll get on your nerves. Get on your nerves. Hey.
Right.
I know a person that'll get on your nerves. Go on, Steve.
I actually feel sorry for your kids. Did you bang on about all this kind of stuff over Christmas? No, I hope not. Tell you now, I'm going to ask them when I see them. Anyway.
They've left.
You're on about a countdown. So be sensible, for goodness sake, man. Get a grip of yourself. You're on about a countdown for the general election. The question is, when the countdown has arrived and we've arrived at this general election, and there's been a subsequent result, new or the same, whichever it is, it's going to make absolutely no difference whatsoever. All the same nonsense policies, which they will both take up and continue with what's already going on to maintain the status quo in its entirety, will be the end result. So anybody thinking they're going to go along and vote for Labour or Conservative, thinking it's going to be different or change anything, wake up to the reality that it isn't.
Excellent point, that's Steve. Excellent point. That's why you've got to vote Reform UK.
Because I know a party that will get on your nerves. Get on your nerves. Get on your nerves.
The only change you're going to get.
Get on your nerves.
When people say it's never, ever going to get any different, I'm just ignoring him. When people say it's just never going to get any different, it
stop
will.
Being childish.
It's a worse. Div, Trev. It's just a div. Take no notice. Carry on. You keep going.
You don't even know where the word div came from. You know where it came from?
Keep going, Trevor. Keep going.
It came from diva. That's why.
That's fitting.
It came from Diva, Chester. So if you were a divvy, you were from Chester. That's where most of those people in Chester are from, the divvies. Go ahead, Trev.
Emanate from 5th century.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, 5th century divvies.
Germanica. Oh, he's tiresome. Well, hang on, where are we? 2nd of January already, and it feels like we're already halfway through the year. It's that tiresome an episode already.
I've just educated
you. You carry on.
Go on, Trevor. I won't interfere with you. Go on.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that's it. I mean, you've got to, you know, vote Conservatives, vote Labour. The only thing that will change is it'll get worse.
Yep. And it's not going to get any better.
I've got some notes here that I'll go through very, very quickly. Just let's start off the new year positive. Not, because we're not going to do it, are we? And we've got to face it. We've discussed this many times in the year. Britain is broken. It's finished.
And
when people say, oh, it's not, we can pull it back. You can't pull it back with this voting system. You've got to get rid of them. You've NHS, you can't get a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
You've no chance. Dentists. Just over to, is that Mark there?
Yeah, Mark next. Okay, go on, Trev.
Mark's got his pen, so he's waving his finger. Yeah, go on, Mark.
That's not his finger. No,
you're in the middle there. Go on. I'll wait till you finish.
Is that his finger?
Yeah, I mean, it goes on and on, doesn't it? Try and rent a house. You can't. It's like 10 people chasing a house for every rent. You can't get council housing. That's gone. Your police, you call them. Good luck with that. You're not going to get anything.
The two-tiered police system in this country now.
Two-tiered police system. You've got the courts. The courts have got massive backlogs. They tend to not jail anybody anymore because they've got no jails.
They don't like the white man.
Immigration, we know all about that, don't we?
Yep.
And, you know, and as Steve said earlier on, this is an election year. Will anything change? Yes, it'll get worse, I'm sorry, but what a terrible, you know, way to start the new year. But you've got to clear this up. You've got to change this voting system.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Go ahead, stats man.
I liked a bit before where you said dissolve Parliament. If you could just finish there, that'd be great, because I think they all need to go. I mean, look at them. They can't even organise a date for a general election.
No.
Absolute state of them. Look, like Trev says, look, no one's coming to save us. This is on us now. We know who are the problem and what the problems are. I think it's time for us to stop telling each other what's going wrong, because we already know.
We need to actually get it going,
and start being brave and fighting back now. So I think people have got to start, obviously, local level. Got to take your local areas back. Like Trevor says, this country's broken. If you're not brave enough to actually put yourself forward, at least help people. Look, people need help with little things like leaflet delivery and stuff like that. They need support. But it's about time now to get off our backsides, because clearly there's no accountability anymore and we're never, ever going to see any. So it's time to rid ourselves of those who are destroying this country, like Trev said, and put themselves at risk.
We need to get rid of woke. Yeah. We need to get rid of
common
gender.
Sense.
Gender ideology. We need to get rid of the Skittles crew, you know, the rainbow.
But before I let Steve come, we can't keep relying on members. The government have got to do this. They're not going to.
He is saying
it. They are never going to do it.
Before
it doesn't matter.
Before I bring.
Yeah.
We're thinking along the same lines. We're talking at the same time.
Yeah, sorry.
It's never going to happen.
No, it's not your fault. It's me.
No, so we've got to fix this because they're not going to. It doesn't matter what they say.
You're quite right.
It's time for people to stand up now and be brave.
Yep. And we can't, you know, the elephant in the room, the expansion of Islam in this country, and everybody's got to learn about it. It's not such a nice religion as everybody keeps on trying to shove down our throats, as far as I'm concerned. Stevie, go ahead.
I think, bearing in mind that this is calls in the press, allegedly, for suggesting that people are calling for an election, you know, we want one now sort of thing. What I would suggest is... probably to the public, a form of awakening, actually, which is the best thing, in my view, that anybody can do where they are able to do is everybody to drastically improve their own health as much as they can, to drastically improve their own finances as much as they can, become independent and grow your own stuff, start to become more community-based in terms of being independent. Everybody look at their own security levels and form alliances in your own area with people you can trust in all of those areas and form your own mutual support groups in all of those things I've just mentioned.
Well, there's no good looking to the police because they are not going to come out.
Well, this is why I'm saying what I'm saying at the end of the day. I'm being a little bit serious here. Do everything you can. Some things that people can't do anything about, we recognise that. Improve your health. Try and improve your finances. Try and improve the security and build alliances in the area with people you can trust, because we have to now recognise it doesn't matter who gets elected or who's in government, you cannot depend on the government in the UK, whoever it is, for anything anymore.
That's the truth.
That's sadly where we're heading. And just one final quick point with a little bit of humour. What I would suggest is that people develop a new skill this year in particular, which is start to learn to grow vegetables instead of voting for them.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go for cucumbers.
That's a good one, that, and I'll go along with that there, Steve. I've started growing my own stuff, and if you need any of it, it's £10 a packet. It's only a little packet, but it's nice to smoke.
And as a little fallback, I think probably learn Arabic for the future.
Be an interpreter.
Just in case, yeah.
Be an interpreter. Right, well, talk about being cash-strapped. Fury as cash-strapped Oxford Council splurges nearly 10 grand in taxpayers' money on colouring books, extolling the virtues and promoting city's hated new 20-mile-per-hour speed limit.
Now, rewrite that with a programme in children.
Where was this?
Oxford Council.
Oh, good grief.
Okay. And then the flip of that is... Now the residents in bankrupt Birmingham face a 10% council tax rise as authorities look to save £300 million over 2 years.
I could see that coming. That's going to happen in Warrington, that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Definitely.
That's going to happen in Warrington. What did I say? January, February, they're going to go bust. It'll be announced.
Yeah, definitely, Trev. This is something that's actually going to get worse too. You've not just got the seven councils who are in trouble now. One in five council leaders and chief executives in England surveyed by the local government association think it is very or fairly likely that their chief finance officer will need to issue a Section 114 notice this year or next due to lack of funding. That's what they're saying, lack of funding.
Well, it is.
You think that seven, that's just the start. That's the dam breaking. You're going to see a hell of a lot more. You look it up. Warrington, they're already in trouble. Are the two Cheshire councils, they've already got black holes there on the way there too. Yeah. This is going to be another thing that's just going to come tumbling down as well.
Yep.
This is why I say you got to fight back locally as well. It's no good just getting involved in general elections. There's a lot of this starts locally. That's where your money's being spent, a lot of it.
Yep. And it's only going to get worse. I'm waiting to hear about what Cheshire West and Cheshire East are up to, because things aren't looking too rosy in the garden for those either. There's a lot of problems coming up. Now, moving on. He nearly choked on his cornflakes. Who am I talking about? And I don't want any wishful thinking here.
Okay. I was going to say...
John Sopel. Yeah, you know the broadcaster? Nope. He tells of his shock after discovering his monthly EDF bill had risen from £152 to a ridiculous £19,274. Well, I can beat that because I had a bill.
That's supplied through Warrington Borough Council, Ben. No.
I can beat that because from Scottish Power, I went from £52 to £38,740-something. And that was from Scottish Power.
£52 a year,
£52 a month.
Because you're too excited to let the kids have the heating on. I've heard about this.
It's his hairdryer.
No, they don't get
it. He's always got his hairdryer on, hasn't he?
Ah, that's it. That's it. £38,000 for his hairdryer.
Yeah.
No, they don't get a hair. They don't get to do anything like that. But
you know, stick your head out the car window.
You can't. It's cheaper. You cannot. You couldn't make it up, could you? Now, and they said it was just like a sort of a glitch in the system. Yeah, a glitch.
Sounds
in
like
the
they
matrix.
Actually did make it up, John.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Yeah. Well, wow. Scottish Power couldn't move quick enough because I threatened them. I told them, I said, that's a national news story. I said, that's brilliant. I said, it's up to you. Get it sorted. And they moved. They moved very, very quickly. Okay.
And about that, Jonathan, just before you go on, there's one of your pet hates. Did you see the drama that was on last night about Mr. Bates versus the post office?
Oh, gosh. That, you know, not a lot of people in Ellesmere Port knew about that. They didn't know that. They didn't know that it was a Great Sutton man, you know, that actually committed suicide because of what went on there.
Well, that's not come out yet. That, I mean, they were going through the first part of the drama last night. Very, very good. You've got to get it on catch up or something.
Well, if they're telling the truth about it, it's horrendous.
Yeah. Now, what they keep saying is when people were reporting it, when the postmasters and postladies were reporting it, they were saying, well, it's only you. There's nobody else complaining about the Horizon system.
So it's a standard tactic by the authorities. That is
yeah. Nobody else. It's only you. And then they all started getting in touch eventually with each other. And this is where it's all unfolding now. Excellent. And
you can bet your bottom dollar that there is no accountability at the top. Everybody has got off scot-free. There's just been nothing at all. And those people had their lives destroyed.
It destroyed their lives. Yeah, this is where it's all starting. Like last night, that was the first one, that last night.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting what they did to those postmasters and postmistresses. It was so bad, so bad. This country should be absolutely ashamed of itself for allowing the people who should have been accountable to just get away with it. You know, literally nothing.
Same again. It was government money. It was post office. Yep. It was government. Exactly the same again.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, here's something after moving away from that. How about this? This is the catch line from the Daily Mail, which is, it's a great story. Farcical. Mysterious passport stamps accidentally let migrants stay in the UK, and the Home Office has no idea how many foreign nationals have been mistakenly allowed to live here indefinitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You couldn't make it up, could you?
No. I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? I mean, it's just typical of this. I'd say the government, but it's not the government, because even if Labour get in, it'll still be the same. Labour, there won't be just nothing, no change whatsoever.
It's the whole system. It's broken. We need to rebuild it. And a lot of our problems come from this immigration. Look, they're attempting to satisfy voters here by saying, oh, we're doing this and we're doing that and we're stopping boats and all the families won't be able to come.
No.
Mate, they're talking about a tiny proportion of the people they're letting in.
That's right.
They are full of absolute crap. I'm sorry.
I was watching a report tonight, again on ITV, just before we got on the meeting. And all the goody-goodies are there. Now, we've really got to look after these people that have been given asylum and they've not got any houses to put them into. And some of them, they're all starting to sleep rough. And we've got to stop this because they can give contributions to our country. Whoa, stop. What about our people?
Yeah.
Let's deal with them first.
Yep, our people first.
And they keep bringing them in, giving them asylum. As Jonathan just said, 17,000 of them have gone missing.
Yep.
Where? They're working for these Ubers and things like that. That's where they've gone.
Yep. And they're not earning the full whack because they're getting the money. They're actually getting the money via gangmasters because they're pimping them out. Go ahead, Mark.
Even if they manage to do these little things they're saying, it's too little too late. This failed multiculturalism, which comes from immigration, this is what's to blame, and the people letting them in are to blame. Look, to protect our culture, we've got to get net zero. We've got to, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to deport people. It's going to have to be repatriations.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to be nice. And we need to reform the education system with proper English values, not this multicultural failed nonsense.
Yep, absolutely.
We win in this country by singing from the same hymn sheet. I'm sorry, but multiculturalism's failed.
It has.
And these people are not going to fix it. As I keep saying, this is down to us. No one's coming to save us either.
And what we need is the truth about who are claiming benefits in this country, which areas and which ethnicity. Because it appears to be that the British majority are actually paying the biggest bills for people that are not going to work. Simple as that. They're not going, and they never are going to work. I read somewhere in one story that only 1 in 5 Muslims are working. That's it. The other 4 are claiming benefit. So how about that?
That's probably the house women and things like that. I don't know. I'm just saying that off the top of my head.
Well, because now, they're allowed to have more than one wife.
Yeah, but all the immigration, they only go to the working towns. They don't go anywhere else. They don't go in the middle of Worcestershire, where all the MPs live, where they all have the mansions. The only ones that go there are the butlers and the drivers.
Yep. Yep. Quite right.
The Stevie? Rest of them are shoved in our working class systems.
Yes, indeed. Stevie, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to pose a question, really, which is, you know, in terms of the health service, public services, housing, the economy, and lots of other things, where would you all see this country being, say, in 5 years' time? Because the pace of everything that's happening that everybody's talking about in the country, the pace of everything that's happening with all of those things, public services, housing, immigration, everything, the pace of change is now dramatic. Where would you all see the country being in 5 years from now?
Well, I'll give way to stats. I've got something immediate to say about that, but I'll give way to stats first. Go ahead, stats.
Well, I'll try and I'll go with immigration on Steve's question. And if you look towards America, now the Labour Party are heavily aligned with the Democrats,
yep,
who've clearly opened the border. Joe Biden's own words are, we want basically the white Caucasians to be the minority. He's openly saying it. He's openly saying there's nothing wrong with that. They're letting millions in compared to us. I can see it getting so much worse here. I'm going to go and say maybe 1 or 2 years after Labour are in, it's going to not going to be 1.2 million, but it's probably going to be more like 2 million, 2.5 million. And they aren't going to refuse anybody.
They're well, just who's going to vote for Labour? Who's going to vote for Labour with that?
The same sheep who do normally do. Some of them actually think this is a great thing. This illusion that diversity or strength and immigration is a benefit.
Bullshit.
I'm sorry, but it isn't.
Labour time. I can't tell you how I know, but because I'm not supposed to, but I do know that the immigration rate in wards in my town were gone from, I don't know what, say, first of all, 10 houses, 10 families, and we're running up near, I think it's about 110 families in a ward. That's houses. That's 110. That's families. That's not people. That's families. And who are they going to vote for? They're getting council houses. Why are they getting council houses above our incumbents?
Because they're treating, the government are deliberately treating.
Deliberately doing it in Warrington because it's Labour.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just on about Warrington because I have seen the proof of it. I've seen it in all these wards. Not only the one or two I'm on about. I'm talking about all the wards. Now, you multiply that and who are they going to vote for? They only vote Labour.
Yep. Go ahead, Stats.
It's not just hotels, though, is it now? It's bedsits, it's blocks of flats, it's council houses. They're ramming them in everywhere they possibly can. At the detriment to our own people who've got nowhere to live, some of them.
Well, once we realise, seriously realise what's going on, the people will react. They're trying to do as much damage as they can now. My view is that we need to get rid of the Archbishop of Canterbury. That guy does not defend Christianity in this country. He needs to be out. We need a real Christian soldier in there to actually start expanding Christianity again and stop, or at least compete favorably with the Islamic expansion that's going on. They're buying up churches and mosques like nobody's business. And yet, in Iran, they're closing mosques down because people are not going to it. And this country, they're coming here. Why don't we just shift all these Muslims in this country that actually really want to enjoy being Islamic and torturing themselves and shove them over to Iran? Get them over there instead of over here, because everybody is sick of them. So that's part one of it. Get rid of the gender ideologies and the Skittles crew. Get rid of them. Everybody just call it a day on them and just say, get lost. We're not interested. Get them out of the schools. That's the other thing. Straight off. And immigration, this government should be absolutely, totally and utterly ashamed with themselves with what they've done. Totally and utterly. They're abysmal.
I keep saying this. It's an agenda.
Yeah. It's abysmal. They're lying to the public. And the British people, the British majority, and that includes everybody of different colours and different ethnicities, everything. You know, because, you know, you can come across people who are black, who are as English as you or I, you know, and they are absolutely fed up of it as well. They're sick and tired of it. They don't want anything to do with it. They want to actually find a way to articulate their concerns. And they've got nobody. You haven't got Labour. You haven't got the Conservatives. The Liberals are Jesus. You know, somebody's got to do something. I mean, if I had my way, I'd have the DUP in charge. Get everything sorted out. The DUP. And in Ireland, there was somebody, I saw it on Twitter the other day, somebody was calling for a version of the IRA to come back and deal with the immigrants because they're sick of it. Absolutely sick of it. Go ahead, Statsman.
You said before, people need to know. In my experience, everybody knows what's going on. And you've got certain types of people. You've got some who are in denial. They're not interested. They're too happy in their comfortable lives, which you can understand. People have got a lot to lose. You've got a tiny minority who say it's a great thing. They try and make you believe it's a minority of far-right racists who don't want this country destroyed. That's absolute nonsense. Yep. Everybody knows what's going on. Now people have got to be brave and thick. There's no point being in our echo chambers on Twitter, telling each other what we really want to know, posting little nice pictures and videos. This person's done this, and this. We know. Now it's time to fix it now and get off backsides. This isn't it. This isn't funny anymore. We haven't got time to be messing around.
Khan has destroyed London. He's going to keep up. He's going to keep up with the ULEZ campaign. I mean, did you see him with, you know, the Mayor of London presents with the firework display? I mean, Jesus Christ, who the hell does that guy think he is? You know, what the hell are we talking about here with that midget? People want rid of him, but, you know, he seems, you know, to be sort of going from strength to strength. I don't know how strong he is, but my God, if the Labour Party don't get rid of him, then they've got no chance of winning any election in London. None.
They can't get rid of him.
They can. Keir Starmer, Keir Starmer's done it before. I mean, he got rid of Corbyn.
No, they won't get rid of thingy because of the Islam following he's got.
Well, but then in that case, then they've got to bring in laws to start bringing it down because London, or, you know, give the hit back. Just say to everybody in the world, don't come and visit London. It's a dangerous place. And the truth is, knife crime is up.
I'm glad again just before midnight died.
Yep.
16-year-old again.
Yep. Violence perpetrated by black on white is rife. I don't know anybody who, as a tourist, would be coming to London thinking, oh, I'm going to get excited. No, it's a dangerous place. Even I think twice about going to London now. We know when I'm going off to Parliament. I think twice about it because I don't know what it's going to be like out there. I mean, why can't those Palestinian protesters, why can't they actually do something, you know, like protest about the crisis, the living crisis, cost of living? Why can't they actually protest against that? Something in this country instead of 2,464 miles away in Palestine. No, even Jewish people are frightened to walk in London now. And it's never been that way before. Never. I'm sick and tired of Khan. I'm sick and tired of Islam and everything that is put out. And if anybody ever tells me that I've got to obey Sharia law, that's it. It's war. Definite war. It'll be a big two fingers up and say, yeah, make me. Get lost. Go ahead, Mark.
Who actually votes for Khan? I know Trev says he's got the Muslim vote, but I'm sorry. But some of the stuff he comes out with is literally totally the opposite of what you find in Islamic scripture. And in their religion, all this woke stuff and this LGBT stuff, love who you want. And I'm sorry, but he would not be able to say that in those countries.
No.
So are they actually really voting for him? Because I'm convinced they're probably not, you know, a lot of them.
Well, a lot of them won't be now because of ULEZ, because there's a big, big protest over ULEZ. Oh, yeah. And that's coming from the Islam community as well. That.
Yeah. And they're being fined and taken to court.
Yeah. You
know, they're being taken to court by some big corporations.
So it's watch this space, I think.
I've got no faith in elections. I don't even think they're legitimate anymore, a lot of them. Yep. They can't be. Who the hell voted that fella into Poland? Nobody. I'm sorry, it never happened.
Tusk.
No, I'm not having it, no. No. The Joe Biden thing? Nah. I'm sorry.
manipulated.
Some of these people are some of the worst people in the world to be leaders, and people are voting for them en masse. Either we've got mass stupidity or there's some kind of mass rigging going on. Something's not right.
Well, I agree, Mark. I think Western democracy is now in question, to be clear.
I don't care. I'm going to say it. You can get banned for it. Well, this, that, the other.
I'm not bothered.
It doesn't make sense. Look, the majority of the people I speak to have got common sense. They can see these problems. Who are voting for these people? I just don't get it. I just don't think it's legit. Sorry, I don't.
Well, we'll soon find out, won't we? See who votes for Reform UK at Warrington North.
It's going to be a big teller.
That with 42,000, it's never been seen before. Well, are you going to question that? I hope not.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I'm not being funny, but over here, you vote with a pencil unless you take a pen. I mean, come on. Hey,
don't vote with a pencil.
I've said about that for years, Mark. That's a shocking question.
What's stopping someone
from... had to have identification before last year.
Yeah. And the votes are being kept in buildings overnight. I'm not accusing anyone of doing anything and saying it's definitely happening, but all this just adds up to...
Hmm. Yeah, but the probability is that it could happen.
Exactly.
And if it's in pencil, it can be rubbed out and something else put in.
And if the probability is that it could happen, then there's more chance that it's going to happen.
Correct.
I questioned at the last results that I can't remember what it was now, and Warrington Borough Council, I wrote to Mr. Broomhead, and I said, could you tell me where you're keeping these? Are they security, kept? And he said, we follow the Electoral Commission's guidelines. That's all you need to know.
Well, let's hope Fatso is out. Let's hope that he's another one that disappears there.
Oh, I told you, he'll go. He'll be going with ill health before long.
Yeah.
When Bowden goes, when they go in April.
He's gone.
In May. He'll follow him.
Oh, yeah.
I'll write that down and I'll date that. I'll sign it. He'll follow them when they're out of the way. He won't do it before they've gone.
Yeah. What about the Epstein list?
Well, that's gone. It's up again, hasn't it? Where's that gone?
Is it out?
Well, some of it's out.
What I'm hearing is happening in the background is a lot of people who are being blackmailed now, which is why it's being delayed. Because they've got something on everybody. And all I'm hearing in the background is, well, I've got something on you. And they're like, okay, don't bring it out.
Well, isn't it going to be surprising?
Get dragged through the long grass and brushed under the carpet. And even when it comes out, it's not going to tell you what you want to hear anyway.
Well, isn't it going to be surprising if they put some lower level politicians on there from the UK?
That's probably exactly what they'll do to cover up for the higher level ones who are going to get away with it yet again.
Correct.
But again, there's going to be no accountability for dirty nonsense. You know, these two, who did the, you know, just them two, was it? All these girls.
Yeah.
Who were they trafficking these people for?
Yeah.
Someone's being...
Go ahead, Steve.
...looked after again, aren't they?
I just want to pose a question, really, which is, all these conversations about society per se, does it not all emanate from the fact that people, quite frankly, don't make any moral and ethical judgments about things anymore? And society is now constantly going round and round in circles to find solutions to problems through its own causing, through lack of correct thinking, good judgment, and strong character.
That's it, Steve. They look for laws and governments to help them fix things
Governments and other people and anything else.
It's down to individuals
to look in the mirror.
It's sound bites, self-aggrandizement. I mean, you've only got to look at what the mayor did with his fireworks show. The mayor of London proudly presents. Richard Littlejohn described it as the mayor of London presents as an outstanding act of political onanism. This was unparalleled even by Sadiq Khan's dismal self-aggrandizing standards. Cue Looney Tunes opening credits. I mean, who the hell does that guy think he is? You know, why have we got Muslims in charge? I'm sorry, I sound anti-Muslim, but why have we got Muslims in charge? This guy hasn't got the credibility, the knowledge, the acumen, anything. He's just making it up as he goes along, and he's just holding to it.
It's because they're putting themselves forward and our people aren't. It's as simple as that, mate. We're all outside of politics. Well, some people outside of politics moaning about it. But unless you're in it, you're never going to sort it, are you?
Well, that's where the diversity problems come in. You know, when we get these people saying, oh, we need more blacks in here, or we need more people of different, you know, religions, you know, coming in and doing this. Nah, it's 85% white British Christians. Sorry, I'm not interested in it anymore. I'm absolutely sick of it. You know, if anybody wants to think of me as a crusader, then that's it. I'm a Christian warrior. I'm absolutely sick of them. Sick to death of them. And I'm fed up of all this thing where, you know, they're claiming that we should be. What's the matter? Is that you? Was that you making that noise? It was. I can see your face. You've gone red.
I did apologize.
Oh, you creep. Just
honest, I can't even move today without touching anything.
I know. You're like Steve. Well, at least Steve has not actually got the noisy chair.
Oh, no. It's quiet, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And mine is, though.
Oh, that's it. He just spoiled it.
I'm sitting super still.
No, I'm telling you now, we need to start a new crusade. Cheshire should be the new acre of the crusades. Do you know the reason why the crusades came about in the first place? It's because everybody got fed up of the Muslims making raids on them for hundreds and hundreds of years prior to the crusades starting. And they just went, that's it. We've had enough. And then that's when the Pope turned around and said, you go out there, you go kill, slaughter, get rid of them, and you're going to do well in heaven. Well, I think...
So that's very Christian, isn't it?
I know. So as far as...
It's the problem with religion, mate, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
If I become the head of the Church of England, I'm going to take some of those billions that they've got there stored away that came from the public in the first place, and I'm actually going to start creating some Christian armies. And get them out there to start protecting the people.
Speaking of which, the wealth of the Church of England, I'm going to give a little bit of a shout down at this little point to Chester Cathedral, charging £3 it was, to go in. Just a few weeks before Christmas, have a walk around, me and Elaine, had to pay to go in. And I'm thinking, this is the biggest landowner in the UK. What's going on here?
They need a new roof, probably.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it is, they don't want to spend their own money, but they've got a ton of it. The only ones that I think are richer than them are the Methodists.
I just want to just a quick point on this, actually, because this is bugs me, seriously bugs me, because when we were in the cathedral, we were having to walk around. I go in there now and again because I quite like it.
Did you see the hot dog stall in the corner right by the altar?
No, I didn't see it.
You know, and the coffee stall, the other side.
Cost a coffee.
No. Cost a lot of coffee.
And we were walking around, and one end of the cathedral, there was a chap there, very youngest chap, I guess, mid-20s. And he appeared from nowhere, and we just heard him talking behind us.
That was Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm trying to be serious here. I'm trying to make
a point. We escaped from Mexico.
And he was actually expressing some things which were a bit personal to some degree.
We are now studying at Chester University, amigo.
Honestly, just impossible. And then he was expressing some things which were very, very profound, actually.
Arriba.
And anyway, so I decided to move away because I thought it was just...
What, in case you got you got mugged or something like that?
No. It's been private. And the point I'm making is that guy was going in there for a bit of quiet time for personal reasons and to express something. And to do so in a church, he had to pay an entrance fee.
Yeah.
I thought that was a bit off.
It's off a bit bad, that.
Track.
Yeah.
I just think that's wrong. You know, I just think the Church of England.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I'm going to have a look at this, actually.
I agree on that.
Massive amounts of money. Now, I go in the cathedral periodically and other churches periodically. Just have a walk down, sit down for 10 minutes or whatever.
Contemplate your navel.
And tend to think that those places, unless you want to make a donation yourself of your own volition, that's fine. But for people to have to pay a fee to go in and do that in a church. Jesus.
In a Church of England.
Yeah. Now, Jesus threw out the money, man.
Yep.
Didn't he?
Yep.
He threw out the money, man.
He did.
So I wasn't impressed. Now, I don't mind periodically. I try and give a bit of money to Chester Cathedral. I'm going to do that now and again. But this should not be somewhere which has a money collecting fee, an admission fee, on walking through the door. I don't agree with that.
So you're totally against the Pharisees?
Yeah, I just think it's wrong. I mean, to be honest, I listened to this young chap and he was stood there and he was saying a few words. I didn't hear a few words at first, and then I heard a couple of things he said, and he was very profound in his thinking for a young chap. He was 25, I guess. And I moved away because I thought it was the right thing to do, and he was just expressing some things. And I just thought, like everybody else, everybody's come through the door that day, paid an admission fee. It didn't sit right with me.
No.
But I mean, I'm the same as regards that. I used to love that in the 70s, the Charlie's Angels. You know that Pharisee's faucet? That used to be brilliant. Now she's gone now. But you can still get on Catch Up, which will take me to one of my subjects before long.
And here's
I've been watching the Knights Templars.
2024.
Oh, yeah, the Knights Templars. Hey, what a cool bunch of cookies they were.
Woof. I'll tell you what. The
Templars, yes.
It's all. I didn't quite get the first bit of it because it's all in Finnish. It's nish-kosh, nyats, nyah. And then somebody chops somebody's head off. And then.
Mark the morning, good morning. Oh, that's Swedish.
Yeah, Gordon. And all that, we're baking an eggs. Doing all the cooking. And then,
that's Swedish, though, isn't it?
I really can't follow what's going on anymore. I must have
fallen. You're not on our level with me and the gazelle.
I would agree. I would agree.
Well, I must say that I'm trying to lift this conversation in a moment anyway. And I want to talk about my Christmas presents. Because I got a fire stick of my daughter, which... it's set up in 5 easy steps, it says. Not. So I finished setting it up the 1st of January, right? And I even had to consult our IT man, Mr. Landlord. He knows. And I thought when you got these fire sticks, it was all free. Everything was free to watch. I thought that was the idea of it. Well, nearly. Yeah, now I was talking to a lady today and she said, well, I've got one of them years ago. And it was. I said, well, not anymore, they're not. I said, nearly free, because what you've got to do is you can, they're all free to download, yep, but you've got to watch them with the adverts, or that's you've right. got to pay to get rid of the adverts.
That's right.
No, not quite, eh? So, anyway, I'm there. I'm starting to watch one of my favourite Ranger films, a horror film, and I'm watching it there, Saw 3. Has anybody ever seen that?
Oh, just don't watch those things. It just drives you nuts.
No, you don't want to be watching things like that. You want to watch uplifting, educational things.
It drives you nuts.
No. I was watching that Saw there.
Good
grief. What they do is they have, say, all my lights are off and everything's nice and dark and I've got a couple of beers there at midnight and they always watch me horror films. I mean, this is just what I'm on about. And
This is why society's a mess, because of the likes of this sort of thing.
This is actually, yeah, because I've been chopping a few things up since I saw that. But anyway, and the Christmas tree.
Well, they already killed 59 fish.
Yeah. And this captive, right, he was given a chance of escape, but he gives them all quests, this weird bloke, and he gives them all quests. Anyway, in the quest, in his quest, he had the chance of to escape. He had to get out of these shackles that he was in. So the only way he could do it was by basically cutting his ankle off. He's cutting his foot off, right?
Oh.
Yeah, then bang! I thought the adverts. Chainsaws, $33.99 at B&Q. Cheaper than Wicks. And I thought, what's going on here? So I thought, right.
That's the right advert to have. Chainsaws, right, in Saw 3. That's good.
Right in the middle of it. I'm telling you, I mean, don't give it any warning. Just goes banging and it goes into adverts. And I started, well, you know the script, lads. I started watching this bit of a romance one. Oh. And you know what I'm about, don't you? Anyway, they were there getting a bit cosy and the belt come undone and the top two buttons. Bang, cucumbers. 89p Aldi, cheaper than Lidl. And that's all it was, advertising that way through it.
Lidl have made a massive loss this year.
Loss?
Massive loss.
I thought they'd done well, according to the news, along with Aldi.
And Aldi or something. That must be a tax dodge if they've made a loss because they're trailing them at the minute.
Well, I tell you, Lidl had made a loss, and I think it's their chief executive that they're getting rid of. That he's only been in the job for so long, and he's getting booted out.
Well.
So we've actually been through that. We've gone through the gamut of everything that's there. What else is on your mind, Stats? Come on. Stats?
Oil for his chair, all his equipment on his desk, everything.
Go on, Stats.
I know. We've missed Wars, haven't we?
Ah, yes, Wars.
Wars. Brilliant. This guy's a thing. I think, well, it already is evolving into a larger conflict. There's absolute murder in the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Between the Houthis and America and stuff. Oh, I can see this getting messy as well. We'll all be dragged into this eventually.
It'll all be centering on Iran. The US are just waiting for an excuse to blat Iran.
Well, there was already explosions in Tehran. I think it was the, the Republic Guard or whatever they're called. I think the Americans have attacked bases of theirs in Syria. So it has started.
I hope they wipe them out, and it'll send a message through to the rest of the Middle East. Stop messing with us. Okay?
Well, they've just taken out the second-in-command in Hamas, haven't they, in Hezbollah tonight, it said.
Great news. Take them out. Wipe them out.
I was picking my machine up today, putting it in the car. I've been working today, and I just scratched my knee. God, I've been in the wars.
It'd be nice just to have wars for a change, wouldn't it? Yeah, I'm sick of the focus being on all this stuff abroad.
Yeah.
I know we're always involved in it somehow through history, or we have to be involved in it somehow with sending them this and sending them that. But everyone, again, is distracted with this. You go online, everyone's arguing about this. This isn't fixing our country, you said. People now, we've got to encourage people. We need to start fighting back in this country and getting off the backside, get motivated.
Expand Christianity.
Otherwise, what's going to happen is we're going to have another thing like Peter Hitchens is saying, where 10 or 15, 20 years ago, he was saying all this stuff and nobody listened to him. So here we are again now. He's fed up. Now we're all saying the same things now. And it's fair enough. There's a lot of people who weren't around at the time and don't want to give up, like him. They're young. They still think they can fight back. And I think there's some hope too, but not by just sitting on backsides and ranting and raving online. Get active now. Like, seriously.
Go ahead, Steve.
Just want to say, I read a few times over the past few months a phrase which I think resonates, which is in countries, not just ours, but in countries which are largely now morally and ethically bankrupt. I think if you want to make the world a better place, then you start with yourself.
Yeah.
And, you mentioned Christianity and whatever, but to be honest...
Well, I'm quite happy pushing the button.
One second.
I will push the button, no problem. Because when you start getting people in South African countries saying they're going to kill the whites, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, I think he's going somewhere with this, aren't you, Steve?
Go on, Steve.
Yeah, the point I'm making is, at the end of the day, it's easy to pontificate all over the place. And, another thing that needs for perhaps to be looked at is who funds all of these countries to go to war, having various nations go to war against each other. I mean, that's something else again. But the point is, if you want to make the world a better place, then you've got to check the mirror. Because at the end of the day, it starts with your own thinking, your attitude, your conduct, your morals, your values, ethics. And as I said before, a lot of countries per se around the world, in my view, have just lost the plot because there is no following of anything that is generally considered to be good anymore anywhere. And I think it sets...
The British people... The real British, the indigenous British of this country, irrespective of colour or wherever they came from, they once they actually integrate and they become British, they're good people. Why do we have to put up with everything that is going on at the moment? Two-tiered policing, right? No. Muslims controlling certain areas of this country. France has been destroyed by that. Francis, they have so many problems. No, get rid of them. Get them out. And if people think that you're being fascist when you're talking like that, I don't care. Get rid of them. We don't need them in because, in actual fact, they are backward people. It's a backward religion that they actually follow. Tell me anybody in this group that wants to actually follow Sharia law. You've seen so many examples of it all over the world. It suppresses women terribly. That's not our way. They don't integrate within this country. Get rid of them. Go ahead, Mark.
Again, it's important people from cultures that clash with our own. I mean, you're seeing, I just mentioned the police. I'm sorry, but in my eyes, the police are finished.
Yeah, they've got no credibility anymore.
I mean, you just look, you said France. Well, London's turning into France. The police were trying to fight with migrants who had big pieces of wood with tiny little truncheons, and they were just letting themselves be hit.
And it's look how many people that they sent to arrest Tommy Robinson, one man.
Well, this is the problem. They've got no
priorities. And they maced him as well.
What's going to happen is the police are going to end up struggling really badly, and then who are they going to turn to? Because you know who's going to fix this in the end, don't you? It's going to be us.
People. It's going to be the people.
It's going to be the people, because the police are finished.
There's no joke about this. I'd rather hire a private police force to run things because quite simply then you're going to get value for money. We're not getting value for money out of the police in this country because they're two-faced. And also the judiciary have been politicized beyond recognition. Beyond recognition. Go ahead, Mark.
Again, but the problem lies with the people who are actually in control. On our side of the argument, we've actually got all the right people saying the right things and who could probably do the job. But the problem is they don't want to get involved in politics. And I'm sorry, if you're going to sit outside of the fence and shout about what's going on inside, all good and well, great words, fantastic. But until you get involved, you're not really changing anything, are you?
I know. Well,
this is the problem we've got now. We can't keep sitting here going, well, he needs to do this. And because they're not going to do it, they are not going to do it.
So you're saying of Douglas Murray, Peter
gotta
Hitchens.
Got to get involved. It can't be left to just people like us to stand in elections sparsely here, there and everywhere. Everyone's got to come together now and fight for their areas. And I think we've all got to come under the umbrella of the main thing. That's the problem. And it's immigration, because that's destroying the culture. Yeah. That's destroying our infrastructure. That's destroying the police. It's destroying everything.
Immigration, woke, gender ideology, a combination of all those different things that the government are allowing to go on and allowing to fester without stamping on it. I mean, if this were Russia, you can see what they do with the protests there. Any of the Muslims over there, they just immediately get rounded up, they get put in chains, and they get paraded, and they have to walk to prison.
Yeah, with the right people in charge, we can fix the woke thing. That's not a problem, but we've got to stop the population from rising with people from just places that really
don't appreciate what they've got. And we've also got to encourage our own people to have more babies. Go ahead.
Yeah, personally, I think we're getting on top of the woke thing now. Because we're hearing less and less of it. We're still getting bits of it, but not like we used to do. And as Steve said earlier on, where are we going to be in 5 years? Well, as Mark's just said about the police force there, project them to where they were 5 years ago, to where they are now. And God help us in another 5 years.
Oh, no.
God help us.
It'll be private police forces.
And I'm saying, I'm going on about reform again here. It's just a policy that the reform that Richard Tice has actually mentioned. And I've mentioned this about a different level of stuff, but he mentioned in particular that you need people that are running these police forces that, for me as well, I believe that are people that come out of the army, they retired at 45.
Yeah.
Never mind these people out of Eton, Sir Roly-Poly, whatever his name is. Stop giving these people jobs. Get the right people.
They've got no credibility. They've done a crap job.
Then you will see it change.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mark.
I think we're going to have to suffer for 4 or 5 years. So where are we going to be in 4 or 5 years? Well, we're going to have Labour, I think, aren't we? I don't think they're going to have enough to form a proper majority for a government.
That's exactly
I think it
what
could
I
be
said
some
today.
Kind of coalition. Then that's going to lead to rising immigration, as if it's not bad enough. There's going to be riots on the street because there already is. We're going to have to police ourselves because that's becoming more apparent. And we're going to be bankrupt locally. So with the English, it's a bit of a tradition. It actually has to fall to pieces before anybody starts to try and rebuild it. And this is the start of it falling to pieces. Yep, in fact, not the start. I think we could be halfway
It's already
through.
Started, yep.
Yeah, because we've been talking about all this for the last 10 years. So it's not the beginning, is it?
Well, Labour's running Wales. It has done for the last 5 years. Look at the state of Wales.
Drakeford has got out. What does that tell you?
He's another one just done a runner. He'll have no accountability.
Go ahead, Steve.
Steve's on.
Yeah, I just want to sort of re-emphasise what I said at the start of this podcast, really, which is I have no confidence in a general election this year. And the reason for it is, to be quite honest with you, that nothing is going to change.
No.
Whether people think they're voting for Labour or Conservative or anybody else, I think whether anybody else has a chance, only time will tell. I think in reality, the country now, to me, is so morally and ethically bankrupt.
Oh, yeah.
I think as an individual, speaking as an individual, I think what you have to do is make sure that you undertake the following. This is how I look at it now for myself. Undertake the responsibilities that you have for your wife and your family and your close friends. Now, I say that with vigour because I emphasise there is no point whatsoever in placing any faith or confidence or hope in any government that will emanate from any election in the United Kingdom in 2024.
As those idiots put their faith in Islam, we should put our faith in Christianity. We should put our faith in Christian communities.
You've got to put your faith in, your morals and your values. And
I'm not ethics. A Bible puncher. I just believe that the Christian ethics are actually going to actually serve us well in the future.
Well, I'd like to think so. And I think, to be quite honest with you, you know, people have their own views on lots of different things. And in my view, I've been doing quite a bit of reading in certain areas of late. And I think I read a lot of books on personal development. And I've got lots here behind me, actually. And it talks about your attitude and understanding yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think unless people have got an understanding of themselves within the world and what your responsibilities are, and in terms of setting a good example in many ways, then I don't really see any hope for a lot of things unless people start to look in the mirror. That is my view.
Indeed. Go ahead, Stats. Have a final word on this.
Yeah, I think if anything, now this year is going to be an indication of whether we can actually change anything or not, because people now have got to change the way they vote.
Yeah,
you've got to understand it doesn't really... We're probably going to get Labour. But now, if we can start to change the way we vote, we've got to get away from this fake conservatism and this phony Labour. They're not what they used to be. We've got to get away from these two parties. And we need to be putting what's best for England, Scotland, Wales. What's best for your countries, common sense, deal with the major things that are wrong otherwise. And change, like Trev says, we've got to change the way this voting system works. But to do that, we've got to be in there.
And get proper people who really know what they're doing instead of these numbskulls that we've got in there who are out of their depth.
Yeah, because if we see again that the majority of people have voted Labour and Conservative, then we are finished. I don't think there's any hope apart from the way that we really don't want it to end up.
Yeah. Which all we're doing is we're just enriching those violence. People that are in again.
Mm. I mean, if I can just, I mean, I know I'm going about reform again, but the... Reform has climbed now in seven polls to 10 and 11%.
They're the only alternatives to the Liberals, though, aren't they?
Yeah, but that's above the Liberals.
Oh, so they're beating the Liberals, yeah?
They're beating the Lib Dems in a lot of polls.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So people have got to follow through with this now, Trev, and actually go and vote for them or other parties. I don't care if it's UKIP, Reform, Independence. Yeah. As long as people now can say, right, we don't care if it's, but you've got to vote Labour in case Conservative come in. And if you're going to vote Conservative in case Labour, get away from that. Vote, just change the way you vote. And then in the future, when there is something, people will be like, right, we'll vote for them then. But until we're stuck in this uni-party failure nonsense, then we are...
I totally agree with you. I can only hope that what they're going to do people are going to say, we've had enough of this. And okay, Labour will get in. All right, we understand that.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
But let's hope that the vote collapses.
Yeah.
When people say to me, why are you standing for reform again? Because you're going to take away, you know, the Conservative vote that's going to stop, you're letting Labour in. Well, that's not the point.
Yeah. We need break to actually the cycle. Force change.
Yeah. You've got to break the cycle. Yeah. That's what you've got to do. You've got to get people used
they
to
they all know it. The politicians know it. Everybody, they know that the country is gagging for change.
I'll tell you what, again, I'm not being daft. I'm not. This is a fact. The Conservatives are worried about the surge of reform.
Yes, they are.
They should be, yeah.
They are. There's no doubt about it.
They are worried again.
Yeah, because it stopped them in the locals and the European elections, and it's definitely going to hamper them in this one.
The European elections, Mark, they're proportional representation.
Exactly.
UKIP, wipe the floor with everybody.
Yeah.
Brexit Party, wipe the floor with everybody in a proportional representation state.
When people thought they were voting for something that was positive for the country, not party lines, we're stuck in that until we get out of it.
Exactly. And again, that's the reason I'm standing. You've got an alternative. You've got the choice to do it. Use your choice.
Yeah.
You know, never mind. Well, if I vote for you, I won't get this. Break the voting system. Break the mold. And that's a good thing of that, Mark. I will use that for me.
Don't give them a free ride. No. Don't give these two a free ride. Nowhere. Yeah.
Nowhere.
And I think, let's say,
there's been a lot of apathy going on. Over the last few years, you know, and we've seen that in all the local elections, all the by-elections, they've all plummeted. I mean, in the general one, you normally get a bigger turnout. Well, let's see the way that the voting goes this year.
Well, the truth of the matter is, if they do not change, then they get what they deserve.
Yes.
And it's actually going to be bad news. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I want to see the expansion of Christianity. I want to see the demotion of Islam in this country. I want to see the stopping of all mosques. I think I'm actually Geert Wilders' twin brother. You know, I'm just
none of this is going to happen though until you get rid of the system.
That's right. I agree.
None of it.
I agree.
So again, we could go. We want to do this. We want to do that.
Okay.
Look, other countries are lucky because people have stood up and been brave.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if we had a Trump figure or a bit and someone stood up and went, everyone would vote for them. I know they would.
Who really wants Rishi Sunak? That guy is absolutely devastated this country. The Conservatives over the past 13 years have devastated this country. They've reduced its people, and especially the middle classes, they've reduced them to nothing. Nothing.
Well, I'm waiting just to cash see cows what this report, what this big press conference is tomorrow for reform. That'll be interesting. I'm wondering if Farage is going to raise his head again.
Well, if he does, it'll be a headline. It'll be a definite headline. There'll be no two ways about it.
All they said was that there's going to be a big, major announcement on Wednesday. I hate it when they do that because it's always a damp squib.
Okay.
But they've said there is going to be a big announcement from Reform UK.
Well, so, there's going to be a big announcement from me any second.
So whether somebody's either crossed the floor, or I'm thinking of the king then, whether somebody's either crossed the floor or...
we need that as well. And I'm not anti-monarchy, but we've got to get rid of this king as well. He's just no good. Anyway.
Yeah, you've got to... I mean, I don't want anybody... I'm not particularly...
I'm a monarchist. I just think that this guy is just... He's WEF material, but anyway.
Yeah, so we are.
And there's my big announcement. We're coming now to the end of the show. Steve, get to the bar.
No, I'm on a health kick for the next year.
We're not. Get to the bar.
Get yourself an orange juice. Man's a Peroni. You get what you want.
Peroni, please.
You might need to take it out a little bit longer than a year, but good luck.
Right, shout outs and shout downs. Okay, I think we've actually done quite a lot of shout outs and shout downs.
Well, you have, yes.
We have actually, yeah, we have.
You know, without a shadow of a doubt.
We've just shouted down everybody there, haven't we?
Everybody. I mean, I could tell a joke about Muhammad, but kind of get a feeling that we might get targeted. But anyway, as far as I'm concerned, it's the end of the show. Now, Unless you've got anything.
I've got a quick quote before we go on because it's going to be, it's looking like a good year this year.
Quick what did you say?
A quick quote.
Oh, okay.
We haven't got to the end yet. Where you turn, man?
No. This is a, I'm trying to.
I thought you were going to turn around and say, I'll give you 5 windows and 2 doors and I'll do it for $2,000. You cowboy.
I'm just thinking that the year's looking good because my girlfriend texted me last night. She said,
your girlfriend?
Yeah, my girlfriend, yeah. So this is what I'm saying. It's looking good, see? She said, love you, babe. X, X, X. And I replied, love you too, babe. And she wrote, it'd mean a lot to me if you just started putting some X's at the end of your text, darling. X, X, X. Those answered, certainly, babe. There's Julie, Claire, Sarah, Joanne. Matt could see that coming. I heard him chuckling then before I said it.
If you haven't seen them for a week, do they still count to the next?
Oh, my God. I knew that was coming.
That's the way the way 24 is ending, that's the back look of it.
Well, whatever is going to happen, 2024 is going to be extremely interesting politically. It's going to be extremely interesting on what HMRC are going to do, what the government are going to do. I think everything's going to get put on hold, to be honest with you, because they're going to be saying, when's the election? When's the election? We need to know. Da, 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 da. I'm back at Parliament in a couple of weeks' time, so whatever I find out, I will let you guys know. But it will be from the smaller parties.
None of that will make any difference. Start with yourselves.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah. I'm serious. Yeah. If you want
to. So you're going to go from a pear to a banana?
Oh, good Christ. No. It's hard work, isn't it? Yes.
Go ahead, Statsman.
I'll do a shout out. It's got to be to all the Patriots who are fighting back against this mess in any way they can. I know it's tough for some people, but just any way you can, fight back.
My shout out is going to be to all those Christian soldiers out there that are fighting. In fact, I actually quite like Calvin Robinson. I think he's a good guy. I think he's one of the good guys.
He'd be a good leader.
I think so as well.
Says the right things, but again, it's get involved, man.
Yeah, indeed. Get involved. Well, I did actually ask him on behalf of Cheshire Matters if he would consider standing. And he said, for who?
And that's the problem, isn't it? This is why something needs to rise out of the ashes of this next 3, 4, 5 years.
Indeed, indeed. Mm. Go ahead, Stevie.
A few words here from, I believe, King Solomon.
Oh, okay.
The man who walks with wise men becomes wise himself. So, indeed. Gentlemen, I won't be here next week. I will be off looking for 3 wise men.
What do you mean?
You dastardly individual, you. We're not going to be speaking to you. In fact, I'm going to give the mute. And he's been muted. And
he's been muted.
Yeah. So I can tell you now.
You don't like that, though, King.
Muted.
Brilliant.
There you go. I'm going to put the music on.
He's appalling. I'm going to put the poor.
Say good night, Stevie, quickly before I mute you.
Now, I'm not going to say goodnight. I'm going to say goodbye. Wish everybody well and make the world a better place by doing what you can towards everybody else.
Yes.
Take care.
Okay. Go ahead, Statsman.
Do you know what? Totally off the subject. You know when archaeologists find human remains, and they're always male and female, aren't they?
Indeed.
Never them 700 made up ones. It was baffling me that. But anyway, I'll say farewell to our lovely listeners.
And by the way, do you know that most archaeologists are women? Because I've forgotten the joke. Actually.
They can remember everything.
I'll come back to you on that one next week.
Yeah, that was right. You just interfered with Stats. I think I'm going to call the police.
And he ruined this joke.
Yeah, that's and perfect. His joke
no, you is... carry on, Steve. Go on, tell us another one.
Yeah.
We've on it now. That's it.
Go ahead, Gazelle.
I'm sure he'll edit that out, won't you?
Go on. Yeah, no, I'm not.
Just remember that women.
Forget it. Shut up.
Twice. Go on, try again.
Come back.
Don't forget, Steve. Write it down next week, will you?
Yeah, write it down. Write it down next week.
At your age, you're going to start losing things like that.
Go on, Trevor. Say goodnight.
Yeah, I just want to say goodbye for our first podcast of the year to all our listeners. And have a lovely new year. I hope everything brings what you wish for. especially the election. And don't forget vote reform. You okay?
Just remember that most women are archaeologists because they're always good at digging up the past.
Oh, God. I was going to save myself then if it's something to do with a bone. And he never got there, did he? Never got there in the end.
All right. Okay. Well, thank God that's all over. That's the one that's finishing. That is it. I'm quite happy that one's all over. I mean, I can't, you know, I don't want to come over as a Bible puncher, but I'm sick and tired of everything else that's going on. I'm
grind
sorry.
You down.
Oh, I can't wait for the Pope to die. I want a new guy in there.
This just gets worse every time.
What's that prophet's name from years ago who foretold everything? Oh.
Nostradamus.
The octopus. The octopus.
Nostradamus, one of his predictions for 2024,
the Pope
will die, actually. Another one is the king in our country will abdicate.
Yeah, that's right.
Replaced with somebody who's not sort of associated with the monarchy.
Me.
Yeah, not a non-royal to take over. And we will go to war. There will be big wars at sea, Middle East. It's another one.
Wow. He was clever, wasn't he? Working that one out.
Yeah.
I thought you meant that octopus who was picking all the World Cup winners. Never got one wrong, did they?
Yeah.
I want that octopus. Right, here's some numbers.
I just want to
1 to 49. Go on, do your stuff.